The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There's no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. We will be talking about the Sydney Sweeney event because the left and the right are commenting on it, and they're both wrong in some way, and I will explain why. The left hates what they see, but the left, I think, is right. Yes, it is a Nazi ad in some very interesting way. So it is, of course, for the purpose of provocation, and we shouldn't be too enthusiastic about this, but it is a Nazi ad, essentially, that returns to some things of the 90s. And I was reminded of the 90s. When I think about the 90s, I think about my days in high school. And so to me, high school culture, first and foremost, is a big symbol of my 90s that I've experienced. And I was looking at these videos of teenagers back in that seek to capture this moment. There's Teenage Dirtbag. But she doesn't know. You know, gymnasiums, teenagers playing in groups. This was all walking in the halls, seeing the sexy girls, and you can't speak to any of them because you're too shy. This was the high school culture of the 90s, and it was a culture in which there was kind of a meritocratic aspect to it, integral to our life when we were young. We knew that there was a queen of beauty in the high school. And they took that away. They took that away with ableism and leftist complaints against excellence and beauty standards. Now, everyone has to be beautiful in modern times. But back in the days, you knew that there was an order. You could feel as a young person that there was an order, that there was this super beautiful woman and she would be with the quarterback of the school. She would be with the sports athlete, white, blonde guy that was typically beautiful. And often they were named queens and kings of the school, and it was okay. The fact that we've lost this for the interest of diversity is a very sad thing, because it didn't ruin my life to know that I wasn't the king of my high school. We knew that we were geeks down in the social ladder, and it was okay, because in a way it's a motivator in life to know that you don't have everything for free, and you're gonna have to work hard to compete with the top, and you're never quite going to be at the top, because some people got lucky in life and they just look more beautiful than you. That is a big life lesson that the old high school used to teach. We don't teach it anymore. And in fact, there is a big pressure into society so that there is nothing left of this culture. Of this culture that, yes, we have a queen. And right now in America, I would argue that we have a queen at the American national level, and it is Sydney Sweeney, simply because I don't think she is objectively the most beautiful of the women currently being actresses and models in the US, but just because she will dress as a queen and show her boobs to the entire nation in this kind of plenteous, generous way, She is effectively the queen of the high school that America is. And the mere existence of this queen is triggering leftists and is allowing the production of an ad that is, yes, a cultural marker that is extremely important. Is it the end of wokeness? Maybe it is. Maybe it will be a little later. It doesn't matter. This is a marker of something happening. And yes, I remember when she did this appearance on SNL, people were like, they were in awe in front of her boobs. They were, there were literal small Twitter accounts that were like, these boobs are going to save the world. And I would argue, and by the way, if you see some skin coming out of my face, it's normal. I am shedding skin because I went to a festival outside and got exposed to the sun with my children. So don't worry. Don't worry if you see some bits of skin leaving my nose. I am plumbing. We say plumbing in French. Feathering, basically. I am shedding pieces of skin. So yeah, people were like, they were just enjoying the fact that boobs were back, and they were back in a prestigious way. Like, she was standing there and making a monologue that wasn't super interesting, but it still remained that it was the most viewed SNL monologue ever. Copus says, yeah, we were actually living in Spokane together at the same time. Okay, so Copus has been having a shot at Sydney Sweeney. So the first thing you need to understand historically is that this ad is not the first of its genre. This ad is actually a copy and a wink to an 80s ad involving Brooke Shields, the Calvin Klein jeans ad. Very important. Let's look at this. Brooke Shields, people told me that she was making this ad as a 14-year-old. Let's see this Calvin Klein ad, because what American Eagle is doing right now in 2025, they are doing a wink at Calvin Klein. Because have you seen an ad of Calvin Klein in 2025? It's those ugly ads, you know, with bizarre body shapes, queer, non-male, non-binary, fat. It's everything that you wouldn't want to see. Even if you're a fat person, why wouldn't you want to see beauty when you look at the TV or whatever? You want a dream. You want to see better than you. You don't want to see as bad as you. Anyways, so Calvin Klein veered woke. American Eagle is now copying their ad from the 80s to wink at them and say, no, look, we're going to take the other side. We're going to see where that goes. We're going to take the other side. We're going to bring back meritocracy. We're going to bring back the idea of beauty. And they do it by making a reference to jeans. Okay, let's look at this 80s ad.
The secret of life lies hidden in the genetic code. Genes are fundamental in determining the characteristics of an individual and passing on these characteristics to succeeding generations. Occasionally, certain conditions produce a structural change in the gene, which will bring about the process of evolution. This may occur in one or more of the following ways. Firstly, by selective mating, in which a single gene type proves superior in transmitting its genes to future generations. Secondly, by gene drift, in which certain genes may fade away while other genes persist. And finally, by natural selection, which filters out those genes better equipped than others to endure in the environment. This may result in the origin of an entirely new species, which brings us to Calvin's and the survival of the fittest.
Calvin Klein genes.
This is Brooke Shields. This is not Sydney Sweeney. Had you ever seen this ad? I had never seen this ad. Absolute just. Yes, the jeans and jean pun is cheap. It's cheap, but But forget about this. I mean, she's talking about genetic drift. She's talking about natural selection. She's basically suggesting Calvin Klein will survive because we are the fittest. And the fittest here comes to bug your mind, really, because she is displaying extremely fit jeans, extremely fit legs. They are fit in the fitting sense, in the physical fitting sense. But then there's also the biological fit sense, which happens to override this, because as it turns out, sexy legs are both sexy because they're fit, and they're sexy and the fitness of them is their sexiness, basically. And she demonstrates the fitness of them by showing, first, there's a cultural reference here that you have to understand. Well, there's the whole idea that, oh, you get to kind of see her ass, maybe, or there's a suggestion that she would be here in underwear. But this is the way these jeans had to be fitted, because these jeans are so tight. The jeans of the 80s and 90s became so tight for females that it was a very complicated operation to be putting them on. And here she is showing her ass, fitness, evolution, talking about the selective breeding, selective mating. So playing kind of the professor position on biology while also teasing you visually through her attractiveness. So it's fascinating that Calvin Klein was saying this in the 80s, basically calling for the fit, for the unfit to be erased, and saying we will survive even as Calvin Klein because we are fit. And in 2025, they do exactly the opposite. They show you all these diverse bodies and queer bodies that you don't want to see. But that is the state of the advertising industry in the 80s, 90s. It's not a provocative ad by the standards of the 80s, 90s. Fascinatingly, redoing this ad with Sydney Sweeney in 2025, it's much more edgy and has a much more controversial political dimension to it. Let's have a look at all the ads so that we can know what we're talking about. So it's a series of clips. Some of them are biology related and genes related. Others are not. Marby Dog says men's jeans are tight now and women are baggy. Our culture is retarded. Absolutely. It's okay. You know, I understand it is a burden to be wearing tight jeans. But the female legs are...
I've been thinking lately that women's sexual selection isn't as eugenic as people say. It seems more like they just go for whatever the society defines as high status, with some hot guys on the side maybe.
You are correct. You are correct, but it's still eugenics. The thing is, it's eugenics with a proxy. What women are doing, and they've been doing this forever, by the way. We have birds doing this, by the way. They trust the other woman to elevate a man at the top, and then they aim for that man. Because they think that in whatever the social process is, whether it's a time of war, and then the guy that elevates at the top is a super warrior, or whether it's a time of peace and the guy that elevates at the top is a rich guy for some reason that does commerce. Whatever, they think that, or it's maybe a religious community in which they have people rising as pastor. Whatever is the mechanism, they trust the social proof. Blimpy Supervisor says social proof is good when LT queens are on the pedestal. Okay, but so yes, it's still eugenics, but it's eugenics with a proxy tool. Women don't like to do that job of evaluating for themselves, so they trust the social signal. So let's have a look at the content of the whole series of clips. There's 2 minutes total. There's about 5 clips. Only one of them or two of them, I think, are ultimately about genes and biology.
I'm not here to tell you to buy American Eagle jeans. And I definitely won't say that they're the most comfortable jeans I've ever worn. Or that they make your butt look amazing.
To be honest, by my 90s standard, this is a little too loose. And this is not an amazing butt. It's a butt that is enlarged by the looseness of the thigh portion of the jeans. So I get it. It's 2025, and in 2025, the tight jeans are kind of going away. But to me, it is too loose. Too loose to have the full pleasure of the beauty of a woman's tight ass and tight thigh.
Why would I need to do that? But if you said that you want to buy the jeans, I'm not going to stop you. But just so we're clear, this is not me telling you to buy American Eagle jeans.
Sydney Sweeney has very keen.
They went for the creepiest voice. The creepiest voicemail. Sydney Sweeney has great jeans. You know what I'm saying? The great perv uncle voice. Holy shit, that has never been... That has never been done in the advertising industry. The perv uncle voice saying, yeah, she has great jeans, you know what I'm saying?
You see what I did there, right?
She says, you see what I did there? This is the first ad, and it's not referring to biology other than the end messaging.
Genes are passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even...
So this is the copy of the Calvin Klein jeans. So the first thing you notice is less difficulty in tying the jeans. It's no more a process where you have to roll over the bed to insert these tight jeans. They are pushing the comfort angle. They are also pushing the sexual angle, seeing the belly of Sydney Sweeney.
They're passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color. My jeans are blue.
Sydney Sweeney.
Now, the mixed messaging here is something. So first, she mentioned the even personality. So, yes, there is an under boob. And then there is jeans are causal to things like eye color, hair color, but also personality. So she's veering into the IQ domain here because, you know, the leftist or the right winger who's used to engaging on these subjects will immediately hear, okay, well, personality is IQ. Personality includes your intelligence. So she's making a causal case for genetics to be influencing who we are. And then she's also putting herself as an object of desire and saying, my genes are blue, kind of trying to undo the pun and bring it back to, oh, no, no, you know, I'm just talking about my pants. I'm just talking about my jeans. But it's like, no one, no one will take the suspension of the pun. Everyone will record that you have been making statements about genetic causality that to the far, far left are things that they've tried to push against. I mean, those are debates we were getting into in 2016. So I'm like, wow. Now you have an American jeans company surfing on alt-right controversial subjects in a way that they know will trigger the left, will lead to a defensive reaction and in fact a cheering by the right. And this I had predicted this. I had predicted this many years ago that you're going to see the mainstream media companies learning that the only way they can get exposure in the information environment of today is by throwing either something super far left or something super far right and just let basically the political pundits spread your ad. Because how do you spread on social media with an ad that just shows beauty? Let's say you would have shown Sydney Sweeney, but you don't do the provocative political statement. you're not gonna get coverage. Everyone doesn't care. The news cycle is super compressed. It's all about rage and race. And how do you penetrate this? And I had said about 3-4 years ago, you're gonna have companies that are absolutely apolitical. They're just mainstream basic companies. And they're gonna start making these shock statements. And we had seen a lot on the left. They want to get in the war because they know even if the negative coverage is there, it allows us to pass in front of much more eyes. Darko Malfoy says, yes, and when we look at the personality or content of their character, some groups inherit shit personalities. Yes, indeed. Rodriguez says, wait, JF, did she just say that personality is passed in genes? Absolutely, she did. So, and then my jeans are blue, also double entendre around the fact that her eyes are blue. That is, her eyes are desirable. That is, if you don't have the blue eyes, you're at a degree of beauty below me. And so now you have the whole Nazi interpretation that comes in. But let's keep watching.
Casper Keynes. Sydney Sweeney, Hasbro Keynes.
So here, that was a more like just classic American 70s. So they're kind of bringing back the 70s, bringing back the 80s, bringing back the 90s. And the left notices, whoa, this was a time at which there was a kind of implicit whiteness to American society, an implicit desirability, an implicit meritocracy working through the whole social system that was, yes, based a lot on beauty. Beauty was giving you so much power in high school. I mean, how desirable these girls were that were the most beautiful of the school, and how they became the center of the social circles. It was incredible. And so the left doesn't want to go back there, because back there is a kind of zero-sum game for them, because they lose it, where only the most beautiful win, and only the most beautiful pass on their genes.
Sydney Sweeney, Hasbro King.
So here nothing is said. But see, even this kind of flying over, you don't see these anymore. You don't see these because the ads are looking to be realistic, and the ads are looking to tell you, oh, look, you're fat, but you can be confident. We're going to show you fat people in our ads, and we're going to film them with a realistic style so we don't do too much. And yes, people have noted that Sydney Sweeney happens to be SS. That I believe is a coincidence.
Hi, I'm Sydney Sweeney, and I'm from Spokane, Washington. I can work as a local hire as well, though, and I'm available for the American Eagle jeans campaign shoot.
So here, an embedded system of cameras. And again, it shows you an old camera. This looks like an old analog system plugged to a monitor. Very 70s coded. So very, let's make America great again. Very inspired by the past. Basically, American Eagle is trying to reawaken. And they have to, because jeans have been through so many cycles of being in and out of fashion. You know, jeans in the 70s with the hippies, the rockers, the boomers. Jeans in the 80s with the punk video bands and synthetic music. Jeans of the 90s. I remember I've seen waves of jean fashion at some point. At some point in my life in high school, everyone came with ripped-off jeans. They were ripped off by manufacturer. They were torn apart in specific ways, and it was all about destroyed genes, and it became you were buying your genes ripped apart already. Eventually it went off, and now the modern genes is kind of ugly to me, honestly. American Eagle, I know you're trying to fit with the 2025 standard, but this is ugly as fuck to me. But anyways, you know, it's not like my opinion on genes matters.
Profile and hands, please.
So now Sydney Sweeney is playing like she's some new model trying to emerge from little town in Washington.
Thanks.
Bro, this is ugly. Like, ugly.
We'll be in touch.
Sydney Sweeney, Hasbro Kane.
Okay, so those are the ads. There's not much more than this. There's a little bunch of clips and TikToks. And look at the reaction. The reaction is quite something.
So despite being in a very deep, debilitating depression rot to where I've struggled to do anything else other than lay on my couch, I felt like this advertisement was too important not to talk about, especially in the political climate that we're in.
Lady, just take a break. If you're in that much of a depression, don't make it worse by commenting on Sydney Sweeney.
So let's talk about it, because this is literal eugenics slapping everyone in the face. And the reason why I say this so bluntly...
She's right. Within the whole system, the left understands this. The whole system based around beauty is eugenics. Yes, sexual selection is eugenics. The very idea that you choose your mate is eugenics. All of it is. The difference is that in past society, we were living with that, and we were accepting that, oh yeah, you're not always going to be the winner. I wasn't an alpha for most of my life, and I had to accept, okay, there are more popular guys than me in the high school, there are more popular guys than me here and there, and eventually I had to realize stuff in my life to demonstrate that I am of quality. But the left understands that when they undermine this, they undermine the whole selection on which a hierarchy of society naturally develops. And they're not willing to give that back. They are nervous about it, because the depressed special woman that demands attention because she's depressed, and you have to consider the diversity of her mind and the diversity of her belly and the diversity of her sexual choices and identity, that person is worth nothing in an hierarchical society. Or she's at the bottom. Maybe she's gonna breed and all, but she's at the bottom of a system. So they don't want to return at the bottom of a system.
Is because the only people that I've seen actually call this eugenics and say what needs to be said about this advertisement are disabled people and women of color, the two demographics of people who...
Well, here I am, a white, heterosexual, abled man, and I confirm that you are right. Yes, this is eugenics. Yes, eugenics are winning. And yes, you've been fighting against something of nature that, instead of fighting against, you should have listened to Papa JF back in 2016. See, this would have saved you so much trouble. Instead of engaging in a denial of everything that's natural, why didn't you listen to Papa JF, who was trying to explain it to your liberal mind in a way that you would understand? You can't fight against nature. Nature will come back biting you, and it's going to go faster than you even think. If you try to fight a hierarchy that has naturally emerged, you are fighting an unwinnable war. Because this thing has naturally emerged for a reason. It was pushed by...
From Ted K, I get the idea that the left is often good at diagnosing problems and unpleasant things about our society or our biology. But their solutions are nightmarish.
Exactly. Which is why my whole life, you're absolutely correct. My whole life is based around how do I find the mechanisms of society and how do I worship them and respect them? rather than try to combat them. See, the Marxist is always in a stuck in a fight against nature because, okay, they're going to see, oh, well, the economic system. Oh, well, the bosses, the shareholders are draining all this money away from society. And they're going to see a problem in this. I ask myself, because I start from an assumption. The society we've been given is fucking great. There's been fucking great stuff that's been given to us. We were fucking lucky to be born at a time. Now, not everything is perfect, but there is something deeply good about the way our societies are operated that led to so much overproduction that led us to be living wealthy lives even at the bottom of that society. So I operate from an assumption, whatever I'm going to discover about the mechanisms of society, I have to find what's good about it. And the left, this is where they don't follow me. So I look at the injustice of being a geek in a high school in the 90s, and no one gives a shit about you, just like in the song. Teenage dirtbag. She doesn't know who I am, and she doesn't give a damn about me, cause I'm just a teenage dirtbag. Now I look at this injustice, and I have to find what's good about it. Well, first, what's good? It keeps elevating the race, the species, keeps elevating itself toward more beauty, keeps farming itself into excellence. Even for the people at the bottom of the hierarchy, it tells guys like me, you're going to have to find a way to succeed in another domain than being a quarterback. You're going to have to find a way to impress women other than being a blonde quarterback of the high school. So, all good. I look at the CEOs making money and the shareholders, and I'm like, this money is being driven back into the system. Because all they can do with that, with these billions of dollars, is basically buy more shares of more something. So then you have the legitimate position of the boss in society, which is the allocation of resources. This is where the left always fails, is they see something and they want to bang onto it like a buck. And it's something you won't fight against.
Are literally the most impacted by eugenics, because any other video that I've seen talking about this advertisement have talked about the comparisons to the Brooke Shields 80s Calvin Klein ad, or have talked about how boring, how vanilla, how overly sexualized Sydney Sweeney is in this advertisement. And I just want to say, as somebody who has a deep special interest as an autistic person in digital media literacy, and somebody who has deeply, extensively studied...
I'm fascinated that this is a person at the bottom of society. Because you look at her feature in terms of beauty, in terms of desirability. Blonde hair. I know they are tinted, but still blonde, you know. Thin, white woman. Remove the nose ring and she's kind of cute with her glasses, you know. A little job of makeup, presentation, and dressing up, and this is a 9 out of 10. It's so impressive to me that leftists are letting, they are brainwashing themselves into thinking less of themselves. Because this woman, in a world where she tries, she's at the top of the reproductive scale. She has no problem picking up a good husband.
Digital media literacy in my master's of education.
I'm autistic and I'm a specialist of this and that and...
...program, this type of propaganda, because that's what this is. This is a piece of propaganda that will be written about in history books because it's that bad. But this literally...
it will be written down in the history book as the return to normal. She thinks it's going to be written down as the rise of the Fourth Reich. No, it's going to be written down as the return to normality.
Piece of propaganda that is being shielded by sex appeal to divert and distract from the message, to cushion the blow of the message. That is deliberately by design. Because this message of, you know, her saying that everything that she has is attributed to her genes. She's not talking about her blue genes. She's talking about her G-E-N-E-S.
And she's right. And you fled that truth for 10 years when it's right in your face. You fled that unquestionable scientific truth. You've asked to be protected from it. You demanded censorship of those who were saying it. We were trying to help you. I was one of the good guys. When I was, being edgy on early live streaming, I was trying to take the leftists by the hand and say, no, look, you can have ideals of equality and all, but you're never going to undermine this. You're never going to break the fact that there's genetic sexual evolution in the human species. And in a way, I was trying to help them figure out what can I do about my beliefs of how society should be without being too destructive of what cannot be destroyed.
And then saying that hers are blue, she's not talking about her blue jeans, she's talking about her blue eyes, and then saying her eyes are up here. Like, it's not a coincidence that this message is being delivered by a blonde-haired, blue-eyed white woman. This is literal...
You bet it's not a coincidence. It's because it's the most beautiful.
Eugenics being pulled out of the 1940s Yahtzee playbook. And the fact that so many of you have missed that because of the sex appeal and because of the controversies surrounding Sydney Sweeney due to the bathwater controversy and how she's specifically portraying herself and choosing to portray herself in media, has allowed American Eagle to be able to put out an ad like this. And I will also add, too, another big proponent as to why American Eagle was able to put out this advertisement specifically was the direct consequence and cause and effect of Jubilee's fascist video that they recently put out. Had they not platformed those 20 fascists, those 20 white supremacists, and allowed that video to be posted, we would not be getting ads like this. Like, clear as day.
This is such victory. I mean, what else do you want me to do, guys? The points that we were making in small debates of the 2016 era rose to prominence, got so popular that they got banned. And now our intellectual movement continued despite the bannings and reproduced a parallel internet in which we attracted people, X and Rumble and people. And now the mainstream is like, oh, you know, we need the edginess of these guys. We need what they were saying, and we're going to pay Sydney Sweeney to say it. How much of a fucking victory is that? That's the point at which you don't want any more victory. You're tired. How better can I do than the fact that Sydney Sweeney is being hired by a mainstream jeans company to say stuff that I had to defend 8 years ago against a fucking SSRI depressed leftist? Yes, we're so back. We are so back.
Eugenics in our faces, because the more and more that fascism is in our faces, the more and more it's normalized. And the more and more it's normalized, the more and more it's put in our faces. And so...
And you know, the wrong response from the center, right? The Ben Shapiro is out there on YouTube saying, no, it's not fascism. Look, the CEO of American Eagle is a Jew. And it's not the right angle. No, it's not the right angle. Because it is fascism. Yes, it is meritocracy. Implicit to beauty is meritocracy. And yes, fascism is kind of the political system that was just trying to implement this into a political philosophy. So Ben Shapiro is totally misguiding you. And to the people who say, well, JF, what about this Kottenstein Jewish CEO of American Eagle? I don't know much about him. And let's be careful in our celebration. There's two possibilities. And And these two possibilities were still winning. So that's why I don't care. The first possibility is this is all a scam, okay? There's another ad being worked on. It's a fat black woman just with ripples of belly, of triple belly waves coming at you as she walks. And in 1 week from now, they drop that ad. It's like, I have good genes too. I'm a queen. And then the two weeks down the line, they have this ugly Semela Gomez type Hispanic, and then they have an LGBT queer, and they all have good genes, and that's the joke. That's the scam. That may happen. I think it's unlikely it will happen because it's so beautiful. The success of this ad campaign is so beautiful as it stands. With an increase of the stock market value of American Eagles, if you were to waste this by going far left in response, you would probably get a drop of their stock market. So I think they will be intelligent enough not to go there. You have made your edgy statement. You have provoked the far left. You got your reactions. You got Ben Shapiro talking about you. So it's as good as it gets. The second option that we can consider is the fact that basically this is a reflection of a wider societal movement in which the Jewish subversion of America is veering pro-white, pro-conservative, only mostly in appearance, because they basically realize that they awaken the beast. They are starting to be scared that they're losing the white heterosexual male and the kind of beauty loving female, the kind of queen female that makes it to be the most beautiful of the high school. They're starting to be afraid that with their push for diversity, they are losing the average American, and that it's still too big of a demographic that they cannot afford losing. John Drake points out Jaguar went full LGBT and sales went down 97%. It's like at this point you're not a car sales. You're not a car company. You are a LGBT promoting anti-social company. So perhaps what it illustrates here is Jews trying to win themselves back into the fold of a pro-white implicit view of America, and it pairs extremely well with what they're doing in Israel. You know, genociding the Gazans, kind of wink wink. We'll hallow you some fascism because we have to do some on our own side. You know. And if it's that, it's that. It's a bunch of Jews trying to be subversive, but they're trying to be subversive by buying back their way into an ideological movement that initially they had rejected. So even if that's that, it's still winning. It's still winning when a group like the Jews tell you, all right, we're gonna start being more loose on this. We're not going to write Nazi hit piece propaganda. We're not going to write a hit piece on Sidney Sweeney. Yeah, like, this is already a win. Because Sidney Sweeney is saying in that ad pretty much what I would have said in a 2016 livestream debate. I got defamed for my performances in debate and my political opinion. The fact that Sidney Sweeney will not is interesting. She will, of course, get the average depressed far-leftist Marxist to complain, but that is not the same thing as a Daily Beast article about your private life. There's not going to be a Daily Beast article about how Sidney Sweeney raped a man. That's not going to happen, and it's good then. If the Jews are getting softer because they realize their own wrongs and they realize, you know, maybe we're better with a white base in America rather than a brown base in America. Maybe Israel is in a better position. Maybe the Jewish diaspora is in a better position if it has a white safe harbor to head to. And so let's be kind to these whites.
It normalizes that types of propaganda like this are okay when it's not. And then it furthers the dehumanization process of people impacted by eugenics like this. So disabled people, people of color. And it's not a coincidence that an advertisement like this came out directly after an executive order was signed to criminalize homelessness, to criminalize mental illnesses, and to
She has a proper reading, you know, because a proper understanding of history, one of the worries of Adolf Hitler as he was rising to power was, how do we make the state more efficient? How do we get rid of mental health problems? And yes, some of it included sterilization and killings. Not at that era, not specifically of Jews, but, you know, some of the Jews that get counted in the 6 million, it's from Adolf Hitler and his government trying to say, well, okay, everyone in our psychiatric hospitals, we're just going to get rid of them because we can't afford continuously taking care of them. And there happened to be a fraction of these people that were Jews. And when you hear 6 million, it includes a bunch of people who were just a fraction of Jews among a greater ensemble that ended up being killed by the Nazi regime that was rising. So she is correct. There is something Nazi-like in this executive order of Trump of cleaning up the streets of but of course, Trump is not going to kill these homeless people. He couldn't.
Institutionalized people who struggle with both. I've talked extensively on my page about how digital media and real life have a symbiotic relationship with one another.
Man, this woman needs pregnancy. Someone. Someone go in there, despite the hostilities. And inseminate under that, that's probably very stinky, you know, her rolled cover in which she appears to live as a depressed person, and she's hugging her cat. This woman would be fixed the moment she is pregnant. She would suddenly start looking into the future, start thinking, hey, it's not about myself, it's about this baby. So I'm gonna be healthy, I'm gonna do my best so that he has a good life, and my depression in the end doesn't matter. Because I'm just a pile of meat that will just be eaten by bacteria very soon. And once that's done, all that will matter is this baby.
And the fact that we live in a world now where we cannot exist without digital media, and how it influences real life in such a way that it doesn't exist in a vacuum. So much so that it has now become, like, attention has become a form of currency in how we spend our time and what we devote our time to, because of how deeply influential digital media has become, because it has the power with viral sounds, viral moments, viral trends to influence our thought, our rhetoric, our behaviors, and our actions. And so if we are not carefully conscious...
Okay, well, you know, just accept it. Accept that. Even in a system where you're not the absolute winner, where you're not the queen of the high school, there's still place for you. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing that you can make your own path, even in a hierarchical system in which you're not the absolute winner?
Did American Eagle just run an ad for eugenics?
Genes are passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color. My jeans are blue.
Sydney Sweeney, Casper Keynes.
Totally just talking about denim, right? Just a blonde-haired, blue-eyed woman explaining how her good jeans gave her personality and purity. I mean, are we really going...
It's objective. You can get a bunch of people completely blind. You can show them pictures. Everyone will desire the white, beautiful, thin, blonde-eyed, blue-eyed female. It's just more desirable. That doesn't mean that you're nothing because you have brown eyes. I have brown eyes too. It's great. We can live under the umbrella of the beautiful people. We can listen to Marilyn Manson's Beautiful People song and accept that we are out of them.
To pretend that this isn't a little fascicoded. Look, I'm not saying that Sidney Sweeney personally wrote this ad to revive the Third Reich, but American Eagle absolutely knew what they were doing here. You don't get to drop lines about inherited traits, blue eyes, and great genes while zooming in on somebody that could have walked straight off of a Nazi propaganda poster and expect people not to catch that reference.
Yeah, they're right. They're right. This is where the Ben Shapiro's of this world are gaslighting these people. Because let me tell you, lady, you're right. It is a Nazi reference. It is a alt-right, general, meritocratic, fascist system reference. Beauty is also. Meritocracy is also. And you've been fighting against these things so hard that now it's coming back naturally because it had to. And now you have mainstream companies and the whole right and the center right even siding with this because you've been including all of these under the umbrella term Nazism and fascism, and to your detriment now, because these things had to come back and we had to bring them back, no matter if you call them Nazi or not.
Good genes used to mean racial purity in fascist circles, and now it's just denim marketing. We are watching fascist aesthetics sneak back into pop culture through
Exactly. Exactly. And now we will all acknowledge the truth, which is the higher desirability of the white female, the beautiful, young, white female. And of course, there's no place for you, your post-wall. But you're gonna have been alive at a time of self-deception for human society, for American society.
Fashion ads, trad wife influencers, and yes, now blue jeans. If you think this was an innocent ad, you have not been paying attention.
You're right. It wasn't innocent. You got the message. You're just taking it too personal. Now we have a message from the bottom of the barrel.
I will be the friend that's too woke, because those Sidney Sweeney American Eagle ads are weird. Like, fascist weird. Like, Nazi propaganda weird.
My body's composition.
Blimpy Supervisor says, post-wall woman, pre-wall German. Oh boy, that is a good one.
Is determined by my genes. Hey, eyes up here.
So that's one that wasn't included in the clip series I've shown you. Eyes up here. My body composition is determined by my genes. Okay, again, the statement of causality of genes, and at the same time telling you, hey, I'm talking to you, listen to me rather than watch my beautiful genetic features.
Sidney Sweeney has her genes.
Genes are passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color.
Casper Keynes.
Should we be surprised that a company whose name is literally American Eagle is making fascist propaganda like this? Probably not, but it's still really shocking. Like, a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, white woman is talking about her good genes. Like, that is Nazi propaganda. I also am thinking about, like, all of the young girls who are doing...
Maybe not everything that the Nazis did was bad. Like, the Nazis drank water. Maybe water isn't bad.
And they're back to school shopping right now at places like American Eagle, who are seeing ads like this. Yikes. Also, American Eagle is mostly a brand that, like, teenagers to, like, young adults shop at, and so the fact that, like, this
I personally don't even know American Eagle. Is that a store? Is that I have no clue. Anyways, one more of the opposition, and then we're gonna wrap up on what this all means.
You guys are complaining about that Sidney Sweeney jeans ad, so I went and saw it.
That's Nazi propaganda. Wow. I thought it was gonna be like kind of bad. That's gonna be in history book.
You guys are complaining about that.
Yes, it's going to be in history books, The Return to Normality. Oh, there's another one. Oh, yeah, this is so hilarious because this woman complains against eugenics, but you are a standing example of eugenics.
We can't keep pretending that media and marketing exist in a vacuum. That ad doesn't exist without the culture it's selling into. This is American Eagle's most expensive ad to date, meaning that nothing in this ad was accidental. And there was a decision made about what cultural cues they wanted to sell to.
There's decisions being made right now about what cues you want to send to others. This cleavage display, shoulder display, all of it for the evaluation of your genes. The same way American Eagle makes decision when they plan an ad, you are making decision when you get out with so much makeup.
In this ad, I want to break down two specific ads in this campaign.
My body's composition is determined by my genes.
Sydney Sweeney has her genes.
This whole ad relies on the double entendre of genes and genes. It's more than a cheeky wordplay, it's a dog whistle. We are seeing the rise of fascism in America. And with this comes this rise of eugenics. To put it simply,
you are eugenics. You are a walking cardboard of eugenics, literally displaying makeup that is meant to make your skin look younger and least damaged by life for the purpose of convincing the eye of males that you are a good genetic product. You are wearing the peacock tail straight on the face. And talking about how eugenics is bad. Unbelievable.
Eugenics is the belief that some people have better genes than others. I'll let you guess what people fall into which categories. In eugenicist thinking, society encourages certain people to reproduce while discouraging others, and in some cases, even preventing others through forced sterilization. In this ad, by saying, my body's composition is determined by my genes, Sydney...
Yes, Greatest White S says, I can't be the only one who hates long, trashy fingernails. Absolutely. An absolute sign of lack of self-control, lack of connection to reality. And no, I don't like elongated nails. Just let your nails grow a little more if you want and put some shine on them. But I really don't like those plastic nails.
Sydney Sweeney has great genes. It's saying that Sydney Sweeney has a great body and therefore great genes and therefore is a product of genetic superiority.
Which is exactly the signal that you project every time you go out with this cleavage. You are letting people know that you are fit to breastfeed children. Unconventional wisdom says this is woman's insecurity on display. Absolutely. Mike Solana was reporting, Sydney Sweeney's ad shows an unbridled cultural shift toward whiteness. I mean, we get this in MSNBC. Fucking absolute victory. We have Arval, who was a guest on the public space back in the days, now starting his own Return to the Land Society. He's on TMZ. He's on TMZ, and the TMZ host is like, ah, bro, I just disagree with you being whites only. We have MSNBC confirming the return of whiteness. How much victory can you take, really, intellectually? We made this happen from 8 years into the past. A bunch of live streamers have decided that there would be no more attacks against whites, that there would be no more taboo of defending the white man and the white woman. And here we are. We're going mainstream. And I love it. You'd think that they would call me or something. But no, you just have to accept that your intellectual children, they go out there and they get into the world and they do all this stuff. And it's advancing. Yes, Sung to the Nuts, the gay Jew host, Harvey Levine. But he was kind enough to give a voice to Arval. I love it. So it's an absolute win. I have not much to add. I mean, just look at the Calvin Klein ads that were... This is why since it's a copy of a Calvin Klein 80s ad, and it's a wink to Calvin Klein. To say, look, you won't win with this.
I am not a moment. I'm a force to be reckoned with. I
Mujica. Calvin Klein.
You know, it might be in the history books of economics. And in the future, we might wonder what the fuck happened to Calvin Klein. From being so popular, it's mentioned in Back to the Future. And it has these ads about genetics in the 80s to, well, you've promoted ugliness. Now, there is probably a niche for ugliness promotion in that there are some people who are ugly and want to actively buy and support a far-left cause of equalization of the public domain on ugliness. But that is a small market. Most likely, most people are just normal people at the 5 out of 10 line, and they kind of prefer beauty. And even most ugly people probably are like, hey, you know, I'm ugly, but I don't necessarily need to see ugly ads. I would like to see beautiful ads, and I'm going to try to do my best to wear those Calvin Kleins to the standards of models, even if I know that I'm not a model. And it's interesting that all of this is happening in parallel to the whole Jeff Epstein stuff, because Jeff Epstein, La Senza, Victoria's Secret, all of these things were things of the 90s. They were a way to see beauty that has disappeared. And the Me Too movement was part of, and all the people who went after Jeff Epstein, it was all an attempt to destroy this segment of society that was basically using female beauty as an economic token and as an advertising token. But we have now a counter movement. We have the backlash is coming, and it's beautiful. American Eagle stock jumps amid woke backlash over the new Sydney Sweeney jeans commercial. American Eagle shares have soared. They have soared from $10.50 to $11.70. That's beautiful. It's beautiful that they're getting rewarded for it. Dino Raja sends $10. Thank you so much for supporting the show. He says, I suspect this ad campaign is just a blip of positive energy in an otherwise precipitous decline to even more mediocrity and ugliness driven by these women's desire to have society reflect their soul. Well, I would say a word of encouragement to you, Dino Raja. I think we've reached peak woke in many ways, and of course, we should be aware that the enemies of society, they still exist, and they're still around, and they will try in more subtle ways to attack pillars of American society. But they have a big failure here, and it's to be celebrated. And I would tell you, Dino Raja, that the things that are forced by nature will come back by nature, no matter how much women fight against it. We are headed toward a world of meritocracy, no matter what, where beauty is still something, no matter what, because that's how nature works. That's how selection works. There is no other way. Even Cenk Uygur. Cenk Uygur says, some folks just won't ever get it. Saying the Sydney Sweeney ad is Nazi propaganda because they're implying a blonde white woman has good genes is mental. That is not the hill to die on. Yes, it's okay to say that white people have good genes from time to time, like everyone else. This is another angle that some leftists are trying to adopt. Well, you know, let white people be, you know, let's not start canceling all white people whenever they say something positive about themselves. Let's just let them say it and then say, like everyone else. But that is a very unconvincing like everyone else. Because everyone knows that if I show you a Indian woman, even one of the most beautiful Indian women, doesn't come close to a top model from the white race. Only Asian models come somewhat close, but even then, if you enter the top model category, the white woman is just the most desirable. Objectively, you can put male subjects of all races, they're all gonna tell you. They're all gonna have their little preference pulling their way. But at the end, when it comes down to is the left or the right most beautiful, it's going to be the white female. And yes, the white female with blue eyes and blonde hair. It's really objective. So to just add, like everyone else at the end of the statement, is what mothers do to, you know, to convince that their retarded kid also has a place in life. It's a, well, you know, just like everyone else, everyone has something to bring to society, even you. And it's like, not really. So that's it for tonight, boys. We have a couple of news items that we can go through quick. Trump and the EU have reached a tariff deal. So to avoid the tariff war, basically, Europe has settled to be subject to a 15% tariff. And on their side, they will not have any reply tariff. The whole Cincinnati thing with the white people being beaten down. First, a new video has emerged today. I was absolutely right. The original video, what we had yesterday, was a video in which the initial punch may have been given by the white man. We now see that there were minutes of harassment of this white man through every angle. They were doing the black 360 thing. They were poking at him. He was definitely not the initiator of the physical altercation. So we now have this video. We also have this bizarre statement from the police chief, Terry T.G.
Another topic I want to cover real quick. Social media and journalism and the role it plays in this incident. And yes, guys, that's you. That is you. Social media, the post that we've seen, does not depict the entire incident. That is one version of what occurred. At times, social media and mainstream media and their commentaries are a misrepresentation of the circumstances surrounding any given event. What that does, that causes us some difficulties in thoroughly investigating the activity and enforcing the...
But it's not difficult. You just have to know, okay, there's these videos of the event out there, so the people we speak to may not have complete information, but people will have videos of events, and it's a good thing. Because thankfully, we have these videos, which forces you to make your job correctly. What she seems to be pissed off against is the whole racial interpretation of the video. She doesn't like that. Yeah, it does look like from this video that it's a bunch of blacks arresting whites and beating down whites. But thankfully, we have access to these videos because you wouldn't be telling that story. You wouldn't be investigating that aspect. We are, because we're a public commentator and we have the right to. Just as I had predicted yesterday, like, this is the power of science, really. Yesterday, I was saying, you know, in the current video that we have, the white person is the first to give a punch. But I wouldn't be surprised that there has been poking and 360 black attacking from behind before in a way that provokes the punch, in a way that makes the person feel that he's being attacked by all sides. And now we have the video and it's exactly what's been happening. So see, they're all poking at him from behind as he's arguing. He's trying to push them back. There's another white guy trying to push them back. He's trying. Here he is. That's the guy who will end up on the floor. He's trying to block. There's six going at him. So see, he's trying to block, arguing with some other people. Now he's replying to some punches. So see, he was willing to engage in a fair fight, but eventually it builds up where even if you win these fair fights, they're gonna go 30 onto you and they're gonna kick you while you're down. So there's really nothing to gain in winning. Last news item before we close the show: Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau are dating. Stop the planet, I want off. Apparently, in a restaurant, photographed here is Katy Perry, a recent space explorer woman, who was in this bizarre situation where I believe Jeff Bezos is pissed at her because she ended up revealing that that it's a fake handle that they were using on the spaceship. Like Jeff Bezos arriving and, oh, let's open the handle, let's open up the hatch. And he was holding a fake handle. And all of this has been exposed because Katy Perry, with her artistic mind, didn't wait for the signal to open up the hatch. She opened it. She opened it and then they said, no, keep it close. We have to fake the opening by Jeff Bezos. Holy shit. So anyways, as she is engaged in all sorts of lawsuits and space fabrications, she is also chilling with the leaders of the world here, an ex-leader of Canada, Justin Trudeau. Can you imagine the beta consistency of this discussion? It's like Justin Trudeau making some statements pro-LGBT stuff and her trying to reward him and say, oh yeah, oh you think that way, oh that's very good, I really like a man that's pro-LGBT. Bro, the discussions must be painful. John Drake says, imagine the offspring. Well, you know, you could say that about Pierre-Éliott Trudeau and how it led to Justin Trudeau. Life is an embedded system. Things repeat and they never end.